Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, moms. One of the many things that we have in common, meltdowns. Yeah, meltdowns. Even the mention of meltdowns can elicit a physical or emotional response within us, right? Because we're no stranger to it. And I get that on a very, very deep level. So in this episode, we come together in solidarity to explore ways to navigate meltdowns, to achieve success in our autism journey. So find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com/77. And please share the podcast with other moms so they can grow in their autism journey too. And you can also do this by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. I appreciate you. So why is mindset so important for moms dealing with meltdown? Why is that shift so important? When inevitable meltdowns occur, and they will, the world around us it just unravels. Emotions take center stage. And it gets very, very chaotic because there's just so much going on. Now, part of this is out of our control, right? But so much so that it's difficult to manage what is within our control. But I'm here to tell you that it is possible. So many times people will confuse meltdowns with tantrums. Okay, those are two very different things. There's a big difference. And meltdowns are sensory driven. So when there is a sensory overload, and children become frustrated and struggle to communicate as it is, it's like a pot of boiling water that, you know, you check on it 1 minute and then all of a sudden it's boiling over and it's like, what just happened? This happened so quickly, right? And, you know, there's that element of confusion in that moment where you just try to figure it out and deal with everything around you. So our reaction is key. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. Our reaction is key. When we react with frustration, their behaviors exacerbate and worsen because they have little to no control over themselves at that moment. But meltdowns, even as scary as they are actually opportunities for learning and for growing. But we have to make that shift in our minds and see them as growth opportunities. So if we stay in this state of terror and anxiety over, you know, what the child is experiencing, we cannot help them. And their meltdown is prolonged even more so. So by shifting our mindset, we can not only navigate meltdown more effectively, but we can also help our child thrive. And that's what it's all about, right? So who is on board with I know I am for sure. I can almost hear the hands waving. So there are some long-term benefits to shifting your mindset in the midst of meltdowns. Now, this isn't something, it's something that actually takes practice. You don't do it consistently overnight. You know, it takes some time. So be kind to yourself, okay? When we are in supportive, we teach our child healthy coping skills, right? So over time, this is going to carry over to them, and it's going to be a tool in their own toolbox, you know, that we've modeled for them. And also, and this is so important, they feel loved and they feel supported during a very difficult time for them. So I think sometimes people believe that autistic children don't have a lot of, like they don't experience emotions like we do. And that cannot be further from the truth. That's just so untrue. They do. They're human beings. They think and they feel like other people do. Their experiences are different and how they experience the world. And that is what we need to focus on. So our reaction, when they experience meltdowns, they experience shame. And their self-esteem takes a hit. And we don't want that for them. So our reaction, going back to our reaction being key, our reaction builds trust and it strengthens that bond that we have with our children. So here are some practical tips to shift your mindset. The first is to move from judgment to understanding. So what's causing this meltdown? Is it sensory overload? Was there a change? And, you know, you usually think of these things ahead of time, but not always. Was there a change in the routine that may have set this up, set this emotion? We empathetically respond to our child when we are understanding. So it's nice to feel understood, right? Or that somebody is at least trying to feel like, or trying to understand us. We all want that as human beings. So moving from fixing to supporting, the child is very overwhelmed. They're not broken. Autistic children do not need to be fixed. Like there's not something you could just take a wrench and fix it. That's not how it works. There's a lot of elements and a lot of variables going on that we need to take into consideration. But this I know, that creating a safe space for them rather than trying to fix them makes a difference. And also remember that meltdowns are temporary. It's very hard to do that, but it can be done. So when it happens, and it will, take a deep breath and remind yourself that this is going to pass. Okay. Notice how you feel when it seems like something is never ending. Like you're just in the midst of it. It's like, this is never going to end. This is so hard. And it is. But rather than focusing on that, reminding yourself that, you know what, this is happening. We're going to deal with it. And it will end at some point. And we will move forward. And this is a learning opportunity. Right? So a shift in mindset can help you stay calm and we can become that safe haven that our child deserves. And they feel supported and they develop much needed skills to navigate their emotions in the future, right? Now remember that you are not alone in this journey. And I look forward to our time together next week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey